the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, doggy. Yeehaw. Good morning. It's 8:17, Brock Hunter.
So you should probably address this right off the bat. So I'm here for now, so you guys can hear me now. But I was just talking to the old construction guys up front. They're like, hey, I'm going to cut your power in about 10 minutes, so you better wrap some things. You want to put something in the microwave. I'm like, man, I got a radio show to do this. But fortunately, we do this from a cell, or I do this from a cell phone. And I still have cell phone service.
I'm hoping that we're still the only house
on this block that doesn't get cell phone service. So I got one bar. We'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes. So if we lose you halfway through this, then we know that they officially cut the power, and we'll figure it out. You know, honestly, for the benefit of everyone, the power probably should be cut. Oh, no, we lost the show. Oh, no. What do we do?
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Oh, no, that's awful.
You know what? For now, though, we're going to let it ride.
Let it ride. All right. Well, with that said, it's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Hey.
What's happening?
Another day, another dumb criminal. It's just, you know, it's what they do. It's what they do, and thank God, because we have plenty of WTFs to do. A 33-year-old guy named Cordell Coleman from Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested on Thursday for public intoxication. Got a little boozed up, huh? Little bit of sauce, okay?
A little too much boozing, are you?
Well, he got out of jail around 2:40 a.m., and when he got outside to the parking lot, he stole a marked police department SUV and drove himself home.
God, dude, there's so many cars you can steal. You got to pick the cop car, huh? All right.
The cops easily traced him to an apartment complex about 10 miles away where they found Cordell inside. When they asked him what possibly possessed him to steal a police car from outside the jail, his response was, quote, unintelligible. Apparently, he was drunk again, I'm guessing. That's what it is. He was arrested for felony theft and is still in jail now, so that's what it is.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe I take my statement back. I'm trying to think about this. Right? If I'm out there and go steal a car. Cop car is pretty cool.
I mean, out of all the cars.
They got all the gadgets, you know, you got all the stuff in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're going to do it, I guess.
You got to think about, though, that's a big, I mean, there's lights and sirens and whatnot. It sticks out, you know, Usually, if you're going to steal something, steal like a Ford Fiero, you know, something that actually a lot of people check out Ford Fieros when they go by.
I was going to say, you need like a 92 Taurus and go right to Chicago. Blend right in.
Yeah, that's true. You steal a Fiero, everyone's be like, damn, look at that Fiero.
You know what you do? You steal a Honda CR-V because everybody has a Honda CR-V.
That's true.
It's wild.
I thought you were cheating on your wife for a while because I kept seeing this CR-V parked in this other house. I'm like,
the same car.
Dude, Hunter is straight up cheating on his wife. Look, he's just parked out there in the open. What's that guy doing?
What is he doing? He's not thinking this through.
Same car, different owner, though.
That guy and I ran into each other the other day on the road, and we just had to slowly drive by each other for some reason. And we both looked at each other. I pointed at him, too, and he was like, he's like, people look at me, too.
Yeah, I've seen you in some weird places, man. It's like, wait a minute. This isn't right.
I've even had people text me, like, hey, are you at a... Yeah, are you at so and so's right? I'm like, no. Yeah. I even sent him pictures. I'm here. They're like, your car is stolen, dude.
You at that sex shop off of Route 45? What are you doing over there? No, it's not me. I swear to God.
Yeah, I gotta get a hold of that guy. I'm like, hey, could you not go to all these creepy spots, man? Because people are really starting to question me. You know, or at least get a different car.
Paint it something. Can you put like a sticker on there that says not Hunter's car? Please. I'm getting a lot of questions and texts from people wondering why I'm at all these shady places all the time.
Steal a cop car. There you go.
Yeah, you know, you get away for a little bit. All right, that's your WTF of the day. We'll be back.